So, yeah, that's very possible. But yeah, I don't know if you missed the part where I was talking about where they sent me to the Sony, school on the 3/4 inch U-matic machines up in New York City. They sent you to California, but they sent me to New York, and then later they sent me to Redwood City, California, on the Ampex ACR25. That was a 2-inch quad cassette machine.
Yeah, I got all of your stuff going to New York. Then I lost you after that. I probably got a mismatch on my antenna to the transmitter here. Anyhow, yeah, I don't know why I went to California. I didn't know they had a school out in New York. But anyhow, California was the main place. And I remember when Sony, they came out with a digital 3/4 inch machine. And that was something else on replacing the scanner on that machine. They really had to be precise for the digital work.
I thought you had to be precise, extremely precise on the analog stuff. So the digital stuff was worse, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was more touchy. It could take you about a half an hour to an hour to get the scanner just right. It had to track just right. So I didn't have too much trouble setting up the 3/4 inch. Those were, after a while they got to be fun and easy to work on, and a guy in the production area or on the air would give me a call and say, "I got this problem." And I almost knew what the problem was before I even got to his station there to check the machine.
I remember, though, where some of that stuff they wanted you to bend, you had, to work on those Sonys, you had to bend the parts, to get the right, to get the right clearances and stuff like that, And I'm like, I just, after working on the Ampex, the Ampex quad stuff, I'm like, oh no, it's like, oh my gosh. I think the Sony stuff got better years later though, and they started using more durable, tougher part, thicker parts and stuff like that. But that early stuff was, I thought it was pretty chintzy.
Yeah, I can remember that. But the thing is, we used it on the air for the time-based correctors, and surprisingly, the video looked really good.